Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday Forecast. Hope you're doing really well. This is the Sunday Forecast Plus, as we started that last weekend. And this week, we are going to focus on endurance. I know we've been enduring the rain these last couple of days, but we'll be missing that rain as we endure the heat and the dryness that is certainly going to be heading our way this summer. So the scripture that we will focus on this Sunday is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read that for you from the Common English Bible. The writer of Hebrews is talking about Jesus, but also talking about what Jesus is doing and how he is enduring. So let me read that for you. So then with endurance, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's throw off every baggage, any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame, for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. Think about the one who endured such oppression, such opposition from sinners, so that you won't be discouraged and you won't give up. So this Sunday, the forecast is going to be, beautiful in the sanctuary, very comfortable in that space, but we'll also be leaning in with endurance, that endurance which is necessary for navigating the challenges in our lives, the economic ones, the spiritual ones, the physical ones, the political ones, all those things that we're kind of working our way through. And hopefully we'll kind of remember that faithful endurance is possible when we focus on Christ as our guide and all these things. Certainly, a lot of us are practicing endurance, working through endurance in lots of different ways. One person who we will celebrate as enduring and persevering has been our very own Willis Rosenfeld, who is completing a doctoral degree. We've celebrated that just a little bit, but the actual official graduation comes on Thursday. And Willis has done just a really great job, worked really hard, endured the work that needed to happen there. And he did that in the service of, of course, being a really amazing musician, but also being a great teacher. The work that he did included really good work about how to think through the ways in which students can best learn new material, and how teachers would select really, really good material to help students grow and develop as musicians and as people. So I'm really proud of Willis, and I know that you are as well, and we'll enjoy that celebration as we all enjoy those many milestones that we celebrate, but also the ones that we just get through, that we just work our way through. I'm going to end the time that we have together with some sounds here. This is the sounds of frogs from my backyard. I stepped outside just last night and to help my dog out, And this is what we encountered. I was so surprised by the overwhelming sounds of this. I understood the way that frogs kind of emerge from the ground, from the mud, and in the springtime kind of return to the life celebration. They've endured certainly the hardship of winter, of the cooler temperatures, and now as they have returned to us, we hear this. So as we go forward into our next steps as we endure those things in front of us. May we all find ourselves singing very good songs. God bless you now. Take care, and I look forward to talking to you soon.